Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of To Die For, a novel of Anne Boleyn by Sandra Bird, narrated by Charlotte Perry. Recorded Books is the producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. And now, To Die For.
Prologue. Year of Our Lord, May 1536, Tower of London. There are many ways to arrive at the Tower of London, though there are few ways out. Kings and queens ride in before a coronation, retinue trailing like a train of ermine. Prisoners, however, arrive on foot, shoved through one cavernous gate or another by the wardens, who live, as all do, at the mercy of a merciless king. Some unfortunate few are delivered to the tower by water. The Thames lapped against our boat as it stopped to allow for the entry gate to be raised. The metal teeth lifted high enough for the oarsmen to row us into the tower's moor, called Traitor's Gate. This beast never ate its fill and, like all beasts of prey, ate only flesh. It brought to mind the words of King David, "My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword." I glanced up as Lady Zouche caught a sob in her handkerchief. I then looked to my older sister Alice for comfort. She held my gaze with a sombre shake of her head. Our falsely accused brother was even now waiting, being digested in the belly within. For the first time, Alice had no comfort to offer me, no tonic of hope. Momentarily, we bumped up against the stone stairways leading out of the water and were commanded to quickly disembark. Chapter 1. Year of Our Lord, 1518. Allington Castle, Kent, England. "Come with me," I whispered to Anne.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?